we were a very close community. We had people of my age, in other words, that had probably got A-level but hadn't gone to university. There were a lot of young graduates who came in for 2 or 3 years and then went to populate the plastics industry. Lawford Place was a training ground for most of the UK's plastics industry. They went to Shell, they went to BP, all sorts of companies, ICI even, but also much smaller companies. So it was an interesting community. As a lab technician, £5 14 shillings, which is £5 70. I think I got up to about £8 by the time I left. I was paying £4 for my lodging, so I didn't have a lot of spare money out of £5. And again, coming back, I remember I started on £800 a year. A friend of mine said that the average weekly wage was the price of a bicycle. I don't know if that still holds true today. We had our own canteen. We had tennis courts. So lunchtime, we'd dash in there, have a meal, and then watch all the tennis going on. So it was a really humming community of 300 or 400 people, I should think. When I moved down to the factory, I think there were about 2,500. People were drawn from the various towns, Colchester, Ipswich, Harwich, Clacton. A company laid on buses for the day workers from those places. And because we worked a free shift system, or continuous, that meant that there was a shift bus from each of these places to coincide with the 6 till 2, the 2 till 10, and the 10 till 6 shift. I think it was a 39-hour week, so they would work Monday to Friday and Saturday morning. Luckily for me, at that point, they cut out the Saturday morning working. Because we were a development team, sometimes we would do 24-hour shifts. One of the perks of that was that we got a free breakfast. Changeover times were very orderly. The shift bus would bring people in almost half an hour before the changeover to give them time to get the length of the factory. And then as soon as the new shift team had come in, then there was a quick handover and the guys would go off. And they knew that if it wasn't a good, friendly changeover, it would come back to bite them, because they wouldn't get the same friendship at the other end. It was all very friendly. We also had a canteen, and there was 3 separate canteens. There was the sort of hourly paid canteen, there was the graduate canteen, and then there was the senior manager's canteen. It was very class conscious at that stage. I think the research director had his own loo with his own key to it. You know, that sort of thing. A very friendly community, and people were coming and going all the time. New graduates are starting and you show them round. Old guys were going off and you wish them well, go to one of their leaving parties, and he was going off to some part of the plastics industry and starting.